Today is the first trading day for U.S. stocks in 2015. Last year, the market surged to new highs, even as crude oil prices fell and Europe's economy stagnated. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News is here to talk about the stock market in the coming year. And Mike, the Dow ended up 2014 more than 7%. It's the sixth year in a row the Dow's grown. S&P 500's gone up for three straight years. What are you hearing from analysts? How much more can the market go up?
Basically, you know, a lot of cautious optimism about the market this year. Some predicting another year like last year, double digit gains. But, you know, the sort of consensus is for high single digit gains, you know, a continuation of the bull market, just not as fierce as we've seen in the last few years.
And today we heard that almost $3.5 trillion worth of mergers and acquisition deals happened last year. That was a huge number that we haven't seen since the recession. How much of that do you think is driven by how well the stock market's been doing?
It's definitely part of it. When you think of the way merger and acquisition deals are made, typically the currency is cash and stock. So when your stock price is high, you know, it allows you sort of more buying power in the M&A market. So sort of the combination of high stock prices and low interest rates is really in an ideal environment for M&A right now.
You know, not every sector is doing well. A huge, a big correction in the commodities market. The energy companies really hurting now because of oil prices. But it does kind of depend on your perspective, doesn't it? Because airlines are just soaring right now. Sorry for the bad pun.
Yeah, it's true. There are a lot of question marks around this sort of boom and bust cycle of energy. I mean, obviously, it's so good for the consumer. You know, as you said, airline stocks are they're able to cut their fares dramatically. Everyone's got a little extra cash after filling up their gas tank. But
Southwest stocks up 125%.
Right, right. But there are, you know, there's obviously a negative side to it that a lot of people are trying to sort of get their mind around right now. Obviously, countries like Venezuela and Iran and Saudi Arabia are going to have a hard time proceeding with budgets like they had in the past. So, and even, you know, a lot of the smaller U.S. energy companies, you know, there was just a company earlier in the week that runs labor camps for a lot of these fracking sites that basically said, look, we're going to have to shut down a lot of these camps. We're going to have to cut our dividend. You know, some of that's going to go on. In general, it's viewed as a net positive for the stock market and the economy, but there is, you know, potential other shoes to drop. So, you know, it's something to keep an eye on for sure.
Are we at the point in the stock market's bull run here that regular everyday retail investors are fully back in the market now?
You know, hard to say if they're fully back. I was just reading there's a money manager who has been very smart about this whole bull market, Laszlo Borini. And he breaks down bull markets like this into four distinct components. And the final one is called the exuberance phase. You know, whether or not it's irrational at this point is anyone's guess. But that is when, you know, a lot of people believe that retail investors really sort of wake up to this big bull market and get in. And it generally is the last phase of the rally. So it's kind of a dangerous time to all of a sudden go heavily into stocks if you haven't sort of been buying along the way the whole time, you know. One really fascinating thing this year is how poorly active stock pickers did. You know, active stock funds where the manager tries to pick the portfolio himself really trailed benchmark indexes and trailed the passive index-based funds. You know, it's a good lesson for a lot of people if you're not really into analyzing stocks one by one. You know, that set it and forget it in your 401k is, you know, worked out in this cycle pretty well for people. So a lot of retail investors piling in at this point of the market, it's questionable the wisdom behind it, you know, if you really don't know what you're doing.
Right, possibly missed out on some of the gains there. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.